Trinadapi suniche na torav iba sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari harinama harinama harinamaiva kevalam kalo nastyeva 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 gatir anyata om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya So chapter 15 is entitled Purushottam Yoga. The word Purushottam is two words, Purusha, Uttama. So Purusha means person, enjoyer, and uttamam, transcendental, topmost, the best. This first verse that we're studying tonight, number 19, was the very first verse I memorized in the Bhagavad Gita back in 1973 on the subways of New York distributing books. Let's chant the verse together. Let's go. Yoma mevam asamudho janati purushottamam sa sarvavid bhajati mang sarvabhavena bharata. One more time. Yoma mevam asamudho janati purushottamam sa sarvavid bhajati mang sarvabhavena bharata. One more. Yoma mevam asamudho Janati Purushottamam Sa Sarvavid Bhajati Mang Sarva Bhavena Bharata. Now responsively after me. Ya. Anyone who? Mam. Me. Evam. Thus. Asam Mudha. Without a doubt. Janati. Knows. Purusha Uttamam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So based on how I explained the word Purusha Uttamam myself, now we can put both of those definitions together. That the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the topmost and transcendental person. These are synonymous. Next word. Saha, he, sarvavit, the knower of everything, bhajati, renders devotional service, mam, unto me, sarvabhavena, in all respects, bharata, O son of Bharata, please repeat. Whoever knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, without doubting, is the knower of everything. He therefore engages himself in full devotional service to me, O son of Bharata. So, for me, if I remember, the reason I picked this verse is because to me it was something that gives me a complete conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. First thing, the whole purpose of reading Bhagavad Gita is to come to the conclusion that Krishna is God. We study Bhagavad Gita to make sure that we are thoroughly convinced beyond any shadow of a doubt that Krishna is God. Now, the next thing, the proof that you know that Krishna is God, is the second part of the verse. Therefore, engages in full devotional service to Krishna. Unless that's there, then there's going to be some doubt whether or not you really know Krishna as supreme. In other words, you have to put your money where your mouth is. Or as another way we say it, don't just give lip service. Just like in a mundane sense, if a young boy or young girl, they become attracted, then it's not just a question of I love you. No, what have you done? Show it, prove it. Or like on Mother's Day. On Mother's Day, the men of the house and the children should show the mother that they appreciate, not just a card, Happy Mother's Day. Now, there should do something. Devotional service is how we demonstrate that we love God, that we are surrendered to God. You will find people in all religions, they say, I love God. Okay, how can you prove it? You prove it by your service. That's how you prove your love, is by service. And that is what Krishna relishes. Perhaps you might have thought, I am a tiny, insignificant jivatma. And Krishna is Vibhu, the great, almighty. What can me, an insignificant, tiny little jiva, what can I possibly do to please Krishna? After all, doesn't Krishna have Radharani? Isn't Radharani fulfilling all of Krishna's desires? Sarvakanti, any desire Krishna has, Radharani fulfills it. So what can I possibly do? But when the living entity renders even the tiniest service to Krishna, he appreciates that. A mundane example. Here is my old friend Keshav Das. Now he has three sons. Now when they were younger, maybe on a particular occasion they did something for their father. Now it may have been something very insignificant, but because the child did something out of love, that made him feel so good. Am I right? Even Krishna, when he was a young child, he would bring Nanda's shoes, right? That little, such an insignificant service is so appreciated. So it is service that attracts the attention of God. It's your sincere, humble service attitude. Like, what does Krishna say? Patrang pushpam palam toyam. But what's the word that appears several times in that verse, Rama? Bhakti. It is the bhakti that Krishna is relishing, not your offering. It's not that, oh, I made this. Duryodhan, didn't he have a whole feast arranged for Krishna when Krishna came to the assembly? Did Krishna even eat one little thing from Duryodhan's feast? Instead, who did he want to eat? The Shudra. He went to eat at a Shudra's house. Why? Bhakti. bhakti. That's the key. That changes everything. Yes. Topmost service, this question can be answered in many different ways according to time, place, and circumstance. How many answers you want me to give? There's not one answer. Because one answer could be when you strictly follow the four regulative principles and chant your rounds, very good. Or Prabhupada would say when you're out preaching, that satisfies. You understand? It depends on the angle of vision. Okay? The main thing is your service attitude. Are you willing to serve Guru in Krishna at a moment's notice? Boom. The service attitude. The classic example, the brahmanas would not give the dust of their feet because they were afraid we would go to hell. The gopis were willing to go to hell by giving the dust of their feet because they had the service attitude. All they cared about was curing Krishna's headache, even if it meant they would go to hell. Service attitude. Again, in the final chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, where the final Shikshastakam verse is explained, and instead of Lord Chaitanya, it's Radharani is speaking, and Radharani is giving the long explanation of the 8th Shikshastakam verse. And what does Radharani say? If there's something that I like that Krishna does not like, I hate that thing. If there's something that I don't like but Krishna likes it, I love that thing. You see the attitude. No personal consideration. Mothers, all mothers have one common characteristic. Anything for the child. Anything for the child. Am I right, mothers? Yes. They'll do anything. So it's the service attitude. And that's how you tell if somebody is actually chanting properly. You can tell who is a good chanter because they demonstrate that service attitude. That's the key. All right, let's go to Prabhupada's purport. Let's follow along carefully. Verse 19 of chapter 15. Purport by the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. See, Krishna Kumar, I told you they were coming. I'm glad you changed. All right, here we go. There are many philosophical speculations about the constitutional position of the living entities and the Supreme Absolute Truth. Now, in this verse, the Supreme Personality of Godhead clearly explains that anyone who knows Lord Krishna to be the Supreme Person is actually the knower of everything. So now you have to ask yourself, do you have that conviction? The imperfect knower goes on speculating about the Absolute Truth, but the perfect knower, without wasting his valuable time, engages directly in Krishna consciousness. The devotional service of the Supreme Lord. Notice, Krishna consciousness, devotional service, synonyms. That's the same thing. You should always remember that. Krishna consciousness means bhakti, devotional service. Throughout the whole of Bhagavad Gita, this fact is being stressed at every step. Prabhupada knows what this Bhagavad Gita is teaching. He knows it inside and out. And still, there are so many stubborn commentators on Bhagavad Gita who consider the Supreme Absolute Truth and the living entities to be one and the same. That is called Mayavad philosophy, which was given to us by Sri Shankaracharya on the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to bewilder the fallen conditioned souls of Kali Yuga who want to be cheated. Keep that in mind. It's for those who want to be cheated. Those who don't want to be cheated, they will follow the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Vedic knowledge is called Shruti, learning by oral reception. One should actually receive the Vedic messages from authorities like Krishna and his representatives. Here, Krishna distinguishes everything very nicely, and one should hear from this source. Simply to hear like the hogs is not sufficient. One must be able to understand from the authorities. It is not that one should simply speculate academically. One should submissively hear from Bhagavad Gita that these living entities are always subordinate to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And I believe we already learned that that submission is still there even in Vaikuntha. Even in Vaikuntha, even you're liberated, you're still subordinate. Sorry. You're still going to remain subordinate. So it's a question of where do you want to be subordinate? Here in Placentia or in Vaikuntha? But in either case, you're always going to be subordinate. You're either going to be subordinate to the material energy or you're going to be subordinate to the internal superior energy. Make your choice. That's the only two choices you get as a jiva. Pick your choice. Me, I decided back in 1973, I want to be subordinate to the interior, superior pleasure potency of Krishna, represented by Srimati Radharani. Otherwise, I will have to remain under the material energy and be kicked by Maya over and over. And by 23 years old, I realized I was tired of being kicked. Let us continue. Anyone who is able to understand this, according to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, knows the purpose of the Vedas. No one else knows the purpose of the Vedas. Prabhupada is reminding us of text number 15 in this chapter. If you would like to go to text number 15, especially the last two lines, Vedais cha sarvaya aham eva vedya vedanta krid vedavid eva chaham. By all the Vedas, I am to be known. I am indeed the compiler of Vedanta, and I know the Vedas. Yes? So your degree in Vedic studies is when you know Krishna. And today, Krishna is pointing out, you think you know me? Are you doing devotional service? If you're doing devotional service, then Krishna will gradually reveal himself to you. There is no other way Krishna reveals himself other than devotional service. and Sri Yu. I am now thinking of a verse which might answer your question from a particular angle of vision. A verse that Lord Chaitanya quoted, Atak Shri Krishna Namadi Na Bhaved Grayam Indriyai Sevan Moke Hi Jiva Dao Swayam Evas Paratyada. Lord Chaitanya was explaining once that Krishna does not reveal himself to your material senses. He reveals himself when your senses are spiritualized, when they are purified. How? Service. And the service begins with the tongue. What does the tongue like to do? Wag and taste. So you just, and Prabhupada used to preach, just by your tongue you can realize God. By always chanting, describing, preaching, and eating strictly Krishna prasad. You do these two things, you will realize. He will, and the word is sparati adha. He reveals, and it's a gradual revelation. So do your prescribed duty, do your hearing and chanting, and little by little, Krishna will reveal himself. Scientific process. That's what I like about Prabhupada's movement. It's a scientific process, not hocus pocus. And you don't have to speculate. You can tell where you're at every moment if you know the science. That's why, what have I stressed since 1994? You were with me in the beginning. Rama was with me in the beginning when I started. Did I not emphasize read Prabhupada's books? I must have said it 1.5 billion times. And I'll say another 2 billion times. Read Prabhupada's books. Let's continue. The word bhajati is very significant. In many places, the word bhajati is expressed in relationship with the service of the Supreme Lord. If a person is engaged in full Krishna consciousness, in the devotional service of the Lord, it is to be understood that he or she has understood all the Vedic knowledge. In the Vaishnava parampara, it is said that if one is engaged in the devotional service of Krishna, then there is no need for any other spiritual process for understanding the Supreme Absolute Truth. He has already come to the point because he is engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. And that reminds me of another important item. The item being, what happens if I commit a sin? What should I do if I fall down? Should I do atonement? Should I do prayaschitta? No. You should do devotional service. Because look what it says. There is no need for any other spiritual process. Once you become a devotee, you are already at the topmost platform. So if you fall, if you commit a sin, no need to freak out. Stop sinning, pick yourself up, and get back into the process. And in that situation, immediately start hearing. From hearing, you will start chanting. And once you're hearing and chanting, Maya starts to go away. She can't attack. So always, always, always engage in hearing and chanting about the glories of the Lord. After all, what mantra do I start every program? Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam. Kalo Nastiva, 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 Gatir, Anyata. Even Keshava knows, in the Pujari room in New Dwarka, as you're leaving the Pujari room, there's a list of all these mantras to make up for offenses. But they're mantras. So, just start chanting. Okay? No need to worry. I'll give you a nice story from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So there was this devotee, Subuddhi Roy. Subuddhi Roy was, he's a Hindu, and those days, if a Muslim sprinkled water from his pot on you, you were no longer Hindu. You are now Muslim, because your body was touched by the water of a Muslim. You're not Hindu anymore. Go away. So, Subuddhi Roy, that happened to him because of the king's wife. Because the king, before he was the king, was a servant of Subuddhi Roy. And one time Subuddhi Roy beat him. So there were all these lashes in his marks on his back. So when, I think it's the Nawab, his wife saw the lashes, she said, "Who did this to you?" "Subuddhi Roy. I want him killed." But the Nawab said, No. He was very good to me. He treated me like his son. He beat me and I was nonsense. I deserved it." She said, "No, you kill him now." So he didn't want to do it because, as he said, he had affection for Subuddhi Roy. So he said, "Okay, I'll sprinkle water from my pot. That's as good as killing him." So she was satisfied. So after Subuddhi Roy, the water was sprinkled, he went to some brahmanas. "Oh, now the Nawab has put water. Now I'm no longer Hindu. What I should do? Help me." The Brahmin said, "Yes, you should drink hot boiling ghee and give up your life. That is the only atonement." So Subuddhi Roy was, "What?" So he consulted others. Then he met Lord Chaitanya. "Did Lord Chaitanya say, give up your life by drinking hot ghee?" Lord Chaitanya said, "No. Go to Vrindavan and chant Hare Krishna mantra. When you are situated at the lotus feet of Krishna, no sin can touch you." So Subuddhi Roy went to Vrindavan. He took shelter of Rupa Goswami and simply chanted Hare Krishna mantra. Not drink hot ghee and give up your life. None of this stupid stuff. Yes. Devotees are merciful. Vancha kalpaturubhyascha kripasindubhyascha. Prabhupada gave shelter to all kinds of papis and tapis and sudras and malecha yavanas papayonaya. I am the classic example. That was Prabhupada. Who do you think started this movement? Not the Hindus. It was the hippies. And hippies were less than Malecha Yavana. They started this movement. Okay? Yes. The Hindus didn't want Prabhupada in India. Prabhupada tried. They weren't interested. They wanted their sons to become engineers, technicians. Prabhupada tried. "Give me your son." They said, No. "We want him to become engineer so that we can go to America and retire." So Prabhupada had to start his movement in America amongst the low class, sinful, wretched, losers. But, okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. He has already come to the point because he is engaged in devotional service of the Lord. He has ended all preliminary processes of understanding. But if anyone, after speculating for hundreds and thousands of lives, does not come to the point that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that one has to surrender there, all his speculation for so many years in lives is a useless waste of time. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.